We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a cloudy sky, 33 degrees. There is a strong wind from the north, and the wind chill is 21. If you're heading out the door, keep that in mind. A teenager was hospitalized following a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened around 6 Wednesday evening in the 1300 block of East 15th at McAdams Park. Police say a group of teens were walking home after playing basketball when the shots were fired. One of the boys was struck once in the chest and is reported to be in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission has unanimously approved an expansion and modification of the Union Station TIF district in downtown Wichita.
Brent Shelton, Deputy Chief Financial Officer for the county, explained what a tax increment financing district is.
Designed as a financing tool that enables governments to invest in infrastructure and other public improvements and then pay for them by capturing the increase in property tax revenues that generated those enhancements.
The old Ice House building near Union Station will be expanded by 13,000 square feet to a total of 40,000 square feet of commercial space. It is estimated to cost $8.7 million. The city of Wichita approved the same measure back on October 8th. The project is set to be finished in April 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man was catfished and robbed a Tuesday afternoon in South Wichita.
At approximately 1:15 on Tuesday, officers responded to a highway robbery call at the apartments there in the 4200 block of South Hydraulic. When they arrived, they contacted a 19-year-old male who had reported going to the location to meet what he believed was a female he had been chatting with over text.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the victim thought he was texting with a female, but he was not. He was actually being lured to that location by the suspects, who then produced a handgun and a knife, and they robbed him. And police were able to stop the suspects in a car in the 1300 block of South Ellis. Police arrested a 20-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy for aggravated robbery. Speaking in Louisiana to bolster Republican running for governor, President Trump went after Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
President Trump, campaigning in Monroe, Louisiana Wednesday, repeatedly bringing up the family of a famed son of Delaware. The president referring to Hunter Biden, son of 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, and his business dealings in China and Ukraine.
How old is your son? How old is that young man there? How old are you? How old? Yeah. 8. Let me tell you, he's 8. He knows energy better than Joe Biden's son.
The president has repeatedly denied accusations that he tied military aid to a Ukrainian investigation into the Biden family. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The first open hearings of the impeachment probe are scheduled next week. Ambassador William Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent are expected next Wednesday, while next Friday, former ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch is expected.
Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, offered this preview.
Those open hearings will be an opportunity for the American people to evaluate the witnesses for themselves, to make their own determinations about the credibility of the witnesses, but also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Allies of President Trump, like Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, say Kurt Volker, who said he didn't know about a quid pro quo, is the proper authority.
He was the special envoy to Ukraine. He was the guy who was in this each and every day working on these issues. And it's interesting. That's the one transcript y'all don't want to talk about.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Kansas City voters have overwhelmingly approved removing the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from an historic boulevard. Residents Tuesday approved a ballot question that will remove King's name and then return the street's name to the Paseo. The vote came after months of heated debate that began shortly after the city council voted in January to name the 10-mile boulevard that runs through a mostly black area of the city after the civil rights icon. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. A warm and breezy day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 70. Normal high for the date, 61. And we had a wind gust of 47 miles per hour clocked in Wichita out near Eisenhower Airport by the National Weather Service offices. 47 miles per hour gust. It's a pretty good wind.
Yeah, wore a t-shirt today. Did not bring my coat.
You can't borrow mine.
It's quite a bit colder now than it was when I left my house, too.
Yep. Today is Thursday, November 7th. On this date in 1951, around 7 a.m., an extremely brilliant flash, a huge ball of fire, and a terrific roar occurred over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. This was caused by a disintegrating meteor. Sounds like it was a big one.
Wow.
Windows were broken in and near Hinton, Oklahoma. Of course, that's 1951. I don't remember that. I was only 2 years old at the time.
So you didn't hear the big bang?
I may have frightened me with, you know, my little crib there and in my little diapers with my bottle.
A meteor. That's just what they want you to believe it was.
Well, it could have been, you know, could have been a UFO. Could have been. Those were the days when they were all excited about UFOs.
Yeah, true. Mm.
Huh? Late 40s, early 50s. All right, 6:12 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And on this date in 1991, basketball star Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for HIV and was retiring. Despite his HIV status, Johnson has been able to sustain himself with medication. I confess to you, in 1991, when I heard Magic Johnson had HIV, had AIDS, in other words, I wasn't alone in thinking, all right, that's a death sentence. I'd known a couple of people who died of AIDS in the 80s. And, you know.
Yeah, at the time, it would have been, but.
Apparently, they gave him, maybe it's because he was such a big, strong guy, and they gave him the right medication. It's kept him alive all these years. Surprised the heck out of me. Because, like I said, I thought he'd be dead in 2 years.
Yeah.
The magic's still around.
Well, when people say, you know, don't trust science, don't trust doctors, and they did pretty well for Magic Johnson.
I think he's done real well.
Yeah.
Real well. Airbnb. It was Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Okay. That's a terrible, terrible name.
Yeah.
Airbnb. It's AIRBNB. Whew. Anyway, it says it will spend the next year verifying all 7 million of its listings as it works to improve user trust. The San Francisco-based home sharing company says starting next month, it will also rebook guests or refund their money if they check into a property that doesn't match what was shown online. The moves come after a rough week for Airbnb. Last Thursday, a Vice News story revealed a scam by Airbnb hosts who put guests up at inferior properties after claiming the first ones were not available.
Ooh.
That same day, a shooting at an unauthorized Halloween party at an Airbnb rental in Orinda, California, left 5 people dead. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky says the company is also launching a 24-hour hotline for guests, neighbors, and others to report problems. Man. Do you know, Ted, the house across the street from me is an Airbnb?
Really?
Yep. We've had great neighbors in there over the years. Last 15 or 20 years, we had somebody over there. I don't even know who they were. They didn't even come out of the house. But recently, somebody bought it, refurbished it a little bit, made it an Airbnb.
Hmm.
Which has been okay, except for a couple of months ago, I was told by my neighbor that around 2 o'clock in the morning, because I was sleeping on the weekend, around 2 o'clock in the morning, they had a bunch of people out in the front yard fighting.
Oh, that's not good.
And I think we actually contacted the police and said, you know, my neighbor went over there and talked to the people who owned the B&B and said, hey, you better knock that off or we're going to have the cops out here. And I think they're screening who they're getting.
Tighten it up a little bit.
So I've seen families over there, you know, from other states. That's okay. I don't care about that. But when they start abusing that Airbnb, and that's a multi-billion-dollar company, right, Ted? Wow.
I know one of their new listings in the last month is the Goodyear Blimp.
Really?
Yeah. When it's sitting in the hangar and near Akron, Ohio, people can actually stay in the Blimp for a night.
Well, the Blimp, I know something about that. The Blimp and the dirigibles, the Hindenburg, that was luxury stuff.
Yeah.
You saw the movie, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty accurate from what I can tell. It was like in a fine hotel, only no noise. Just, you know, and you would float along, and those people would fly over the ocean.
Yeah.
And they were going so slow, they could look down at the ships and wave at people on the ships. It was a hell of a way to travel. until that,
that would have been pretty cool. Yeah.
Until that one accident.
That Atlantic crossing would take how long?
It would take a long time.
Yeah. Wow.
It would not be fast.
But you're going, you can sleep. You're going 24 hours. You can
and you're
play some cards, whatever.
Going in style.
Many years ago, I went to a meeting where there was a fella in town, I think his name was Harold Dick. And he was like, he owned a Ponca Telsa tent and awning or something like
right.
that. Anyway, he had worked for Goodyear during the 1930s and worked on the blimp for Goodyear in Nazi Germany.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a slideshow that was incredible.
I'll bet.
And it was all about the Hindenburg and the dirigibles. Terrific show. I don't know what ever happened to that man, but he had a heck of a slideshow and a heck of a story to tell. He didn't go on the last Hindenburg flight, he said. He didn't get on that one. But, okay, we got something new going on in town. The Wichita Festivals, Inc. has a new leader, Ted.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, a new president and CEO is going to be effective November 20th. His name is Ty Tabing. Now, it's T-A-B-I-N-G. I don't know you, Ty, so I don't know how you pronounce your last name. Tabing or Tabbing? You know this? Well, I don't. He's replacing Mary Beth Jarvis, who led the organization from 2012 until August 15th.
Right.
Tabing is 52, graduated from Wichita North High School, Wichita State. Then he left town as quickly as he could, he says. Wanted to get out of Wichita. Now, recently, the last few years, he said, I want to go back. So he moved back in 2017, and he's been on several high-profile arts and infrastructure projects. Denise Neal is writing in the Eagle about all this. There is a news release that came after the newspaper published that we've got, too. But welcome. Ty, it's a tough job.
Well, he's got 7 months to
get it together. Well, and you know, the thing is, it's not like you're going to have to do all the work. They got a lot of people down there. Ty, you just go to those meetings, drink coffee, and say yes or no. That's all you got to do, buddy. Right? That about it?
That's your solution?
That's my solution.
They're probably glad they didn't hire you.
Oh, yeah. Mary Beth Jarvis.
We can all agree on that.
I get a feeling Mary Beth Jarvis actually went to meetings and contributed something. I'm not sure what it was. she was a great public servant, and is a great public servant. But anyway, new festival direction down there, I guess.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome aboard. 6:18, Steve and Ted. 6:19 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And Ted Woodward has sports this morning. Ted?
We had some hockey in Wichita yesterday, the kids' day, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Yes. 7,600 kids were on hand at Intrust Bank Arena. I think safe to say it was pretty loud on the ice yesterday. And the kids, obviously, I think, gave the Thunder a little bit of push there. Wichita had a 3-0 lead 15 minutes into the game and cruised on into a 6-2 win over the Norfolk Admirals. Fabrizio Ricci had 1 goal and 2 assists in the Thunder win. Wichita's won 4 of its last 5 as its homestand continues at Intrust Bank Arena. We'll be talking college basketball tonight, the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Coach Self, I'm sure, will talk about the trip to New York City, the close loss to Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jayhawks have their home opener tomorrow night in Lawrence. So a lot of things to talk about with Coach Self. And then after that, after Hawk Talk, we'll have Thursday night football. Two teams chasing the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. In Oakland tonight, the Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers at 7 o'clock. Oakland is a game and a half in back of the Chiefs. The Chargers are 2 games back.
That should be a good one, I think.
And, Chargers coming off back-to-back wins. The Raiders only have 1 home loss, and that was against the Chiefs. So you can listen to that tonight on Sports Radio KFH. Big news for Wichita and a coming event in the next summer. The U.S. Women's National Volleyball Team only plays one domestic tournament before heading to the Olympics in Tokyo next summer, and that's going to be in Wichita at Coke Arena. United States, Japan, Turkey, and Belgium will be here for 3 days at Coke Arena. The USA Volleyball Team is ranked number 2 in the world. Japan is ranked number 7. So
really?
we are going to have some of the elite Absolutely. Volleyball players in the world coming to Wichita for 3 days next June. That'll be cool.
Oh. Won't be like me playing co-ed volleyball at Hadley Junior High.
It will be
school.
A little different than that. Speaking of volleyball, Bethany went on the road and beat first place St. Mary in 5 sets last night. Bethany volleyball team now 23-6 on the season with that win. In women's basketball, McPherson beat Central Christian 76-65. The McPherson ladies are off to a 4-1 start. They've won three in a row. And a happy birthday today to another Wichita sports legend. Yesterday we had Aubrey Sherrod.
Yeah.
And today we have Greg Dreiling.
Another city league
another
guy.
High school All-American.
Yeah.
Who was born just one day after Aubrey.
How about that?
Two of the greatest basketball players to ever come out of Wichita were born on back-to-back days. Aubrey Sherrod and Greg Dreiling, both turning 57. Greg Dreiling, 7'1", Cape and Mount Carmel, high school All-American, then came and played his freshman year at Wichita State, then transferred and finished off his career at KU, and then played 10 years in the NBA.
Oh, he did? Well, how about that? Great.
A long NBA career, and is still working as a scout for the Dallas Mavericks. So back-to-back 57th birthdays, Aubrey Sherrod yesterday, Greg Dreiling today.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.